Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Welcome to the podcast, Sadhguru, of Mystics and Mistakes.
Sadhguru, how can I master my mind? Is there any technique?
You must understand this. See, one thing is, you have not seen the world. You have only seen it the way it's reflected in the mirror of your mind. Yes? You're not seeing the world as it is. You're seeing it in the mirror of the human mind as it is distorted in a particular way. If you were a grasshopper, you would be seeing the world very differently. If you were some other creature, you would be seeing the world very differently. So your mirror is a certain level of prejudice. Among all the creatures, what evolution means is, on one level, your mirror is fairly more plain compared to the mirrors that other creatures hold in their mind. Suppose there is a tiger here, I'm talking about the animal. If there was a tiger here, he looks like this. Dinner, breakfast, lunch. He can't think beyond that. Because his mirror is like that. The mirror of his mind shows him only food. Compared to other creatures, a human being has a better leveled out mirror, but it can get distorted depending upon the varieties of identifications and prejudices we gather with life. If you're very strongly identified with something, then you don't see things as they are. Everything gets distorted in your mind. But if we work upon it, if we polish our mind sufficiently, it could become a plain mirror where it shows everything as it is, but still, a mirror doesn't really capture anything. If you see an old mirror which is 500 years old or 200 years old, whatever, maybe a million different faces might have been reflected in that mirror, but not a trace of any of those faces remain in the mirror. Because a mirror just reflects. Similarly, your mind just reflects what the five sense organs are grasping right now. It reflects everything, not necessarily the way it is, but it reflects everything except you. You can never come in front of the mirror because you're always behind the mirror. You can never come in the pitch in the front face of the mirror, you're only in the rear side of the mirror. So what this means is, you never experience the world the way it is, nor did you ever get to experience who is behind the mirror. Entire life goes just seeing many images that come in the mirror, which don't leave a trace on it. This is the reason why over 80% of the people, the moment of death, if you watch them carefully, you will see they're bewildered. Because they… only when it begins, when the moment comes when it's going to be ending the way you know it, suddenly you realize you never lived it. You never got started. Already these guys are saying it's over. You will see people who had strong experiences, not because of… necessarily because of their enlightenment or something. Let's say they had very strong experiences in terms of very powerful situations or events in life, maybe wars and revolutions and extreme situations, even accidents, extreme situations where there was no room to think. There just was a big drama happening, where in many ways the mirror of the mind broke and something more happened for whatever reasons, either pleasant or unpleasant, it doesn't matter. You will see only such people will either die in joy or in pain. All others die bewildered. Even if there is physical pain due to some ailment or some bodily state, when that moment comes, you will see this confusion, because suddenly you realize the last moment you never got started and it's getting over. So either you must see the creation as it is, or you must experience the one behind the mirror. If both these things don't happen, all you watch was what are the reflections on the mirror, this is not life. There is no purchase to life. There is no roots to life. It's just passing. The activity of the mind and the activity of the body is the only satisfaction most people have, because they do not know the bliss of their being. So, we don't want to shatter the mirror, we want to keep the mirror, but we want to find a way to slip behind the mirror. So, the simplest and the most stable geometric form is a triangle. Okay. Yeah, put the dark things down. Just close your eyes and just stand facing them. Stand whichever way you want, keep your arms this way, that way, hold that position for some time and stand, one-one pose, something. When he stands like this, I want you to look at his thing, not as a human being, just as geometry. Just at least start seeing how many triangles in this. Stand some other way. Some other way. I wanted to just keep looking. How many triangles? How many triangles? This simple form of a man standing, how many triangles can you break it into? So if you're seeing 3, 4, 5 triangles, try to make it into 25. If you're seeing 25, try to make it into 50. If you're seeing 50, try to make it into 500. Like this, make it into more and more and more. Let me see. Stand some other way. Just just stand bending some other way. At least one on his sleeve you can see for sure. Okay, now thank you. What, you like the performance? You must understand that the most fundamental form of geometry is a triangle, and it's the most stable form. All chakras are triangles. Everything, inside everything, fundamentally it… you can break it down into a triangle, every shape and every form. The more distinctly you can cover a certain space, when you see this body, if you can fill every millimeter with a triangle, you're beginning to understand the geometry of that particular form. Use our large triangles, you will see some parts of the body will be cut off. If I make this body into three triangles or five triangles, some parts will be cut off, it can't be included. And some empty spaces where there is nothing will be inside. So if I have to make this completely occupied by triangles, I will have to make it into 10 million triangles. It will need that much attention to be able to break this into millions of triangles. If you break it down like this, this one need not do as technically as I'm saying, but in some way, only if this happens, will you have a vivid imagination that when you imagine something, it's as real as real. This you're doing better when you're asleep than when you're awake. If you see a flower, or a man, or a woman, or an elephant, or a rhinoceros, you see it very clearly in your dream, isn't it? Hmm? See, you're doing better asleep than awake. That's not good. If you drive better when you're sleeping, you're a bad driver. Yes. If you're a better driver when you're sleeping, that means you're a terrible driver when you're awake, isn't it? That's what is happening right now. In sleep, you're able to imagine something very clearly. Geometrically, you've gotten it all right. Yes or no? If you see this person in your dream, she's just the way she is. Sometimes, if you don't like her, she's becoming like this. If you like her very much, she's becoming nice, more nice than she is. That little exaggeration is there, but there's no geometrical struggle. Yes? She doesn't lose her form like this. Right now, if you try to imagine, she loses form. You can't hold the form. That means you're driving better in sleep. Not a good thing, isn't it? This will take a certain amount of exercising the mind. You may not get to do much in 2 days or 1 day. But if you start this, if you understand how, if you at least understand the process, how, you can do it anywhere. You can sit in your office seriously at work, but not work. Not working. If you are sitting somewhere, anything. Now, you see this vessel, you can geometrically break it down into a million pieces and put it back. If you exercise your mind like this, it'll become in such a way that you can make it do what you want. Don't get hasty and start asking for this, that, everything. Unfortunately, it may happen, but you will mess yourself up very badly. So, this is not about creating what you want. This is not about having. This is towards being. Can you maintain this discipline? Just because you have some kind of capability, you will not start asking, what is that, $1.2 billion lottery? What? Rollerball, huh? Powerball. So, Powerball, Powerball, Powerball. Powerball may happen, but it may roll over you and go away. I'm saying this is not for that kind of purpose. This is to have mastery over the mind so that it will allow you to go behind it, so that you don't spend your entire life just looking at the reflections on the mirror of your mind. You begin to taste life for what it is. Well, we are doing practices already. Shambhavi is a simple and beautiful way to do it. But I'm sure many of you are not able to stay there. But if we really want to just be there all the time, then a little mastery over the mind will do good. But the moment you have little capability, if you think you want to heal people, your friend has cancer, you I will undo the cancer and put it back. You may be able to, but you will be a disaster for yourself and for the world, because this is not to be used like that. This is not in that direction at all. This is just to give you an access to something more than your mind in your life. Right now, it's all this bloody stupid mind. That's all you have experiencing, thought and emotion, thought and emotion, thought and emotion. These are just images on the mirror, has no significance, has no depth, it's two-dimensional. Just a reflection. Entire life is going, seeing the reflections of life. Not good way to spend life, isn't it? So, this is not another trick that you exercise in the world. This is something that you do within yourself, so that you are able to slip behind the mind. You have enough mastery over the thing. If you focus, it'll open up holes and one can go. Well, those of you who have easier way to do, you must be popping some pills and stuff to do it, it may happen. That's the biggest problem. It may happen sometimes, but then you can't fix the hole in your mind after that. That's the only problem. Here it's not like that. You become so fine, you pass through the mind. Even the mind doesn't know you pass through. To keep it so subtle, it needs lots of work. I started very early. I started when I was 3½, 4 years of age. Took hours and hours and hours of focus. I don't know how much your life is worth. Pay that much attention. If you think it's worth 1 minute, 1 minute. If you think it's 1 hour, 1 hour. If you think it's worth 24 hours, 24 hours, whatever you see. One who is only watching the reflections of his mind, nothing will change. Punarapi jananam, punarapi maranam. Endless cycles will go on. but nothing will change because nothing changes on the mirror. Whose face is being reflected right now will not change the quality of the mirror in any way. Who is behind the mirror? If we know who is behind the mirror, then we can change everything. Then we can even make the mirror turn around and turn inward completely.